Kingsland Radio.
Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kingsland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kingsland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
And let's do it. Another afternoon of high school softball here on KNZA 103.9 FM from Seneca, home of Nemaha Central, where the Thunder plays host to Big 7 League foe and the Panthers of Royal Valley. Thank you so much for tuning in. Kirk Kilman in studio. I am Brandon Tabman on what is a beautiful afternoon here in Northeast Kansas as we bring you Nemaha Central and Royal Valley game one of this two-game set. It is senior night for Nemaha Central, so honoring the seniors here before we get underway here for today's contest. They have four on the roster, and we'll dive into that as we kind of climb through the broadcast here today. But both these teams right now looking up at Holton in the Big 7 standings right now. Holton undefeated in league play. They are a perfect 10-0, 13-2 overall. Wildcats, the defending league champs. But these two teams, Royal Valley and Nemaha Central, right there behind at 2-3. In the league standings, Royal Valley at 5-2, Nemaha Central 5-3. So a half game separating these two for second place in the league. Royal Valley overall 6-4, but Nemaha Central with the better overall record at 9-3. Let's dive into the lineups for this afternoon's game number one. Again, thank you so much for tuning in here on KNZA. We'll start with Royal Valley. Again, 6 wins, 5 losses to this point, 5-2 inside the Big 7. They're coming off a sweep at the hands of Perry LeCompton last week. Losses of 10-0 and 23-8. Their lineup looks like this for game one. Josie Hefner is a sophomore playing second base and leading off. Batting second is Carly Albright playing in center field. Batting third is Kennedy Bryan, and she is catching. Alyssa Ladson in the cleanup spots, playing shortstop. Devin Rodewald, the sophomore left fielder, batting fifth. Bree Jewell, a senior, batting sixth and playing third base. The pitcher is Athena Brodus, a freshman, batting seventh. Batting eighth is Max Schmidt, the sophomore first baseman. And then Sammy Klotz will round things out, the freshman right fielder, batting again at number nine. So again, for Royal Valley, it's Hefner, Albright, Bryan, Ladson, Rodewald, Jewell, Brodus, Schmidt, and Klotz. For the Thunder of Nemaha Central, 9 wins, 3 losses so far. They're 5-3 in the Big 7. They were swept at the hands of that top team in Holton last week. Losses of 1-0 and 5-0. They had won 7 straight prior to those 2 losses against Holton last week. So for senior day here for the Thunder, their lineup looks like this. Taryn Ganstrom will lead things off, the senior shortstop. Ella Sudbeck is the junior right fielder, batting second. Haley Wirtz in the 3 spot, the senior catcher. Batting fourth is Lacey Young, the junior first baseman. The 5 spots is Maya Ganstrom, a sophomore left fielder. Ellie Ruski, the junior center fielder, batting sixth. Reagan Garrity is the freshman pitcher, batting seventh. Ava McKinley is a freshman, the designated player today, batting eighth. And Samantha Nordis, the junior second baseman, rounding out the lineup at second base. And then with McKinley being the designated player, it'll be Jillian Stevie, the junior, playing at third base defensively. So again, for Nemaha Central, it's Ganstrom, Sudbeck, Wirtz, Young, Ganstrom, Ruski, Garrity, McKinley, and Nordis, with Stevie rounding things out and playing defensively at third base. So thank you so much again for tuning in. Just moments away from the first pitch, both teams rocking their purple tops. Thunder have the Thunder blue numerals and lettering trimmed out in gray. Royal Valley with the white numerals and lettering trimmed out in black. Panthers rocking black pants and the dark gray pants for Nemaha Central. So here we go, just getting going. Top of the first inning, no score. Josie Hefner, the sophomore second baseman, will lead things off. Thank you so much for tuning in as Garrity's first pitch is just the scotch outside for ball one. Get a beautiful day. It is breezy. Looks like it's coming in from the left side, blowing in from left field to right field. Second pitch, a little break, same spot, and the same call. It is ball two. So Hefner jumps in front of Garrity here at 2 balls and no strikes. Garrity, a freshman, part of the basketball team. This one's slap foul off the fence left side, and count moves to 2-1. So Hefner here at bat with a 2-1 count. Albright will follow, and then Brian batting third. One of those three able to get on, it'll be Alyssa Lanson. Here's Garrity's 2-1. Off speed, way upstairs. And now it's a 3-1 count here to Josie Hefner, the sophomore second baseman. Royal Valley, again, 6 wins, 5 losses this year. They were swept by Perry last week. Those losses were 10-0 and 23-8. They had won 5 straight prior to being swept by Perry. And it's ball 4 up and away. So just like that, it is a leadoff walk and a good eye here by Josie Hefner to get Royal Valley's first base runner on. So a runner at first, and nobody out here in the top of the first, just getting going. Carly Albright steps in, the senior center fielder. Shows bump, pulls back, now a steal attempt, throw to second base is more in time, more than enough time, as that is a quick first out, as Hefner is caught stealing. Wirtz with a beautiful throw from behind the dish, and it was on the money to second base. So quickly, one out here in the first. And the count to Carly Albright is 0-1. Swing and a miss. Count 0-2. Got her with the fastball. So Hefner led things off with a walk and was just caught stealing. So now one out, nobody on. No score, just getting going top of the first inning. Count 0-2 here to Albright. Garrity winds and fires. Upstairs, ball one. In this Royal Valley team, at 5 straight wins prior to being swept at Perry, they swept Sabetha, got a win over Riverside, and then most recent, their doubleheader sweep at Hiawatha. As this one gets away, throw down to the first base side, and it's going to be caught in the out recorded down by Young at first base, and a swinging strikeout, and having to complete that strikeout with a throw to first base. So out number 2, Kennedy Bryan, the junior catcher, steps in, no score. That's from the right side, fairly straight up, little bend to the knees. As Garrity trying to work a 1-2-3 tilt here in the first, high and away with the first pitch, ball one. And right now, Holton seems to be kind of the favorite to run away. It's not mathematically impossible for one of these two teams to come back and get a piece of a league championship, but Holton certainly controlling the destiny on their end. Next pitch high and goes to the backstop, so Brian ahead 2-0. Defense pretty straight up for the most part. 2-0 just missing. Now the count moves to 3-0. So Garrity pitching. Wirtz is the catcher. Stevie at third. Ganstrom at short. Nordis at second base, and then Young at first. Maya Ganstrom in left, Ruski in center, Sudbeck in right. And on 3-0, there's a strike there right down Broadway, and the count's now 3-1. Nemaha Central swept Royal Valley last season. Their wins 12-1 and 12-9. This one is slapped to the right field side, and that's going to be well over in a one-hopper against the wall. Bryan's running for second, and she's there with ease with a two-out double. Sudbeck playing up in right field and totally got caught off guard, and Bryan slaps it over her head in right field for a two-out double. Now Royal Valley here with an opportunity. Maybe scratch across a run here in the first. So Alyssa Ladson, the junior shortstop, steps in with Bryan at second base and two outs. Garrity's first. It is in there for strike one. Again, the wind is still howling a little bit, not like it had been in days past, but certainly a little bit of a breeze, and this one's going to be fouled out of play. And Latson needs to protect now with the count 0-2. But temperature-wise, 68 at first pitch. Again, weather-wise, beautiful day. In for some softball in Northeast Kansas, off speed inside, count 1-2. So it was Hefner that led things off the walk, was quickly caught stealing. Albright struck out. Bryan with a two-out double. She's there at second base. And got her strike three. Garrity gets the second strikeout of the inning. and no harm, no foul here in the first half of the first. So we've played half an inning, no score between Nemaha Central and Royal Valley. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices, that's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman with you. Half an inning in the books, no score here in Seneca. Nemaha Central and Royal Valley softball here. Senior day for the Thunder. Four seniors honored prior to first pitch. One of those seniors will be the leadoff hitter, and that is Taryn Ganstrom, a shortstop and the Southwestern Community College softball commit. Leading things off, followed by Sudbeck and Wirtz. And if one of those three are able to get on, Lacey Young in the cleanup spot for the Thunder. 9 wins, 3 losses so far this year for Nemaha Central. They lost with a split to Jeff West early on and then swept by Holton last week for their 3 losses of the year. And the first pitch from Brodus is in there for strike one. Anstrom, a solid basketball player as well for the Thunder this past year. For Haddon Hilchin and company, and she slaps one into left field for a leadoff single. Takes a long turn out at first, and she is there with nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. So a good start here for the Thunder. Leadoff single by Ganstrom. Ella Sudbeck, the junior right fielder, steps in next. Bats from the right side. Maybe a tad open on her stance. Stands pretty straight up. Corner infield is in like a possible bunt in play. Bunt is down. It gets passed, and it's going to be strike one. So Jewell at third, Schmidt at first, defensively for Royal Valley. They're playing in now, expecting a bunt here by Sudbeck. She flashed it on the first pitch, took strike one. We'll see what she does here. Flashing again, puts it down third base side, and it goes foul. So now we'll see if she wants to try it again with the count 0-2. Ganstrom at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the first, no score. Second place on the line in the big seven standings here this afternoon. There's the 0-2, and then it's swung on and missed. So she pulls back the bunt and swings at an off-speed pitch out in front, and a good comeback there by Brodus to get the first out here in the bottom of the first. That brings up the senior catcher, Haley Wirtz. Ganstrom at first, one down, no score. Batting from the right side is Wirtz, open on the stance. Brodus, her first pitch, is in there for strike one. The breeze is shifting. Now it's pushing from behind me. I'm right behind home plate. It's pushing out maybe towards right center. Now one low and inside. 1-1 here to Haley Wirtz. Lacey Young is on deck. Ganstrom at first after a leadoff single. Royal Valley went no runs, one hit, and one left in the first. That one skips in the dirt, low and inside. Good stop there by the catcher, Brian. And the count's turning into the favor of Wirtz now with 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Slap, foul, down the left field line. And we go even Stevens as the count moves to 2-2. Of course, we got softball for you here on KMCA. We'll have Royals baseball tonight on 92.1 KMCA. They're in Chicago to open a series against the White Sox. First pitch at 6:10. Coverage hits the air at 5:30. High fly ball, left field. Playable for the left fielder, Rodewald. She makes the catch. No advancement by Ganstrom, and there are two outs here in the inning. So it's up to Lacey Young to keep things moving here in the first, as Ganstrom led things off with a single, and two batters in after that has not been able to advance. Rodas fires the first pitch right down the center of the plate, and that one is strike one. Pretty straight up with the stance is Young, and then here's a steal attempt, swung on and missed. Throw gets by the second baseman, and now an advancement here to third base. Long throw from right field. It's not in time. And just like that, Ganstrom gets all the way to third base. She steals second. The ball skips away to right center field and just enough to get all the way to third. So now a base hit would give Nemaha Central an early lead. Corner infield is in, but the count is 0-2 here on Young. Here's the pitch by Brodus. Upstairs. Count goes to 1-2. So an opportunity. Let's see if the Thunder can cash in. The Young needs to protect. Just missing low and inside. Some groans from the Royal Valley fans. It was a good location, and the count evens up at 2-2. And gets a giggle out of the umpire behind home plate as well. Two balls and two strikes. Runner at third, two down. Swung on and missed. It's in the dirt. It's going to get to the backstop. The run's going to score. The strikeout is recorded. But no out at first base. So a pass ball will get the runner home as Ganstrom scores. Nemaha Central takes an early 1-0 lead. So Young is at first now. She struck out with the ball getting passed to the backstop. And Ganstrom's speed more than enough. Give Nemaha Central an early 1-0 lead. And the first pitch in there, strike one to Maya Ganstrom, the sophomore left fielder. With Young at first base, two down, 1-0 Thunder here in the bottom of the first. Bats from the right side, a little closed on the stance. Off speed, just a bit outside, one ball and one strike. Ganstrom with a leadoff single, a strikeout by Sudbeck. Wirtz flew out the left field. Swung on and missed here. It's a 1-2 count now after the swing and miss. Then a steal attempt by Ganstrom. Ball skipped away to right field. She was able to advance to third. Then a swinging strikeout while the ball got away to the backstop allowed Ganstrom to score and keep the inning alive with Young at first. And that one is roped to left field. Looking up, it is gone. A two-run shot to left field by Maya Ganstrom. And just like that, two more across here in the first. And the Thunder add to it. They lead it 3-0. Maya Ganstrom, the sophomore left fielder, goes yard. And two driven in. And how about that? So a chance for Royal Valley to get out of the frame unscathed, and two batters later, it's a 3-0 lead. Ganstrom, a two-run shot to left field, a no-doubter. Now Ellie Ruski checks in, takes ball one. Played the backup point guard role to Taryn Ganstrom for the basketball team. Takes one upstairs here, pulls the bat back in time, and the count is now 2-0. The wind was certainly not hurting that fly ball to left field. Again, it was more pushing maybe towards right center. A bunt attempt here by Ruski. The speed down there, not in time. It was a good play by Wirtz, but Ruski's speed beats it out. And it's an infield single by Ruski to keep the inning alive. So a bunt single by Ruski. She's at first, two down, already 3-0 here for Nemaha Central in the bottom of the first. And now the pitcher, Reagan Garrity. Very open on her stance, resting the bat on her right shoulder. And takes one down the middle for strike one. Rodas trying to just get out of the inning. No more harm done. Here is the 0-1 count. 0-1 pitch. High and outside, 1-1. Now you can hear it. The breeze coming in. Right behind us here. Blowing again right now about towards center and right center. Rodas, ground ball left side. That's a base hit. And then it gets away from the left fielder. It's going to skip away a little bit. And now they're going to try to score Ruski from third. Too much speed, and she scores all the way from first. So it's a single and then an error by the left fielder. As Rodewald had trouble in left field with it. Ruski scores. Garrity advancing to second on the air. Now Garrity's at second for Ava McKinley, a designated player today, and she'll slap one foul ball that lands out by the cars, praying for someone's vehicle out there. So Garrity with the RBI single, getting to second on the air in left field. Guess that would go down as an unearned run. If it was played cleanly, Ruski probably would have been stuck at second base. And McKinley right now has the count, 1-1. That one is hit well to right center field, and that lands in for a hit. Here comes Garrity around third. She'll score standing up, and she'll trot past home plate for another run here in the first. How about 5-0 Nemaha Central here in the first? It's an RBI single by McKinley. So the four players before McKinley have all come around to score, and it's 5-0 Nemaha Central. Samantha Nordis takes ball one. The Thunder now have officially bat around here in the first. Boy, it turned quickly. Royal Valley was ever so close to getting out of this frame. Here's a pop-up in the infield, shortstop.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
How about 5 runs and 5 hits in the first inning for Nemaha Central? Thunder with a 5-0 lead over Royal Valley as we hit inning number 2. Quick fly ball out of play. Devin Rodewald, the sophomore left fielder, leading things off here. For Royal Valley, Bree Jewell, Athena Brodus. Two up here for the Panthers, Max Schmitz, if one of those three are able to get on. No runs, a hit in the first for Royal Valley, off speed there, and a little bit upstairs, count 1-1. So Garrity, plenty of wiggle room here as her team spots her 5 in the first. Another fly ball out of play, heads up for the fans out there. And Rodewald needs to protect down 1-2. So the highlights from that Nemaha Central first. A two-run homer by Maya Ganstrom. RBI single by Reagan Garrity. Ganstrom scored on a pass ball on a strike three, which could have been the inning. There's strike three, but that one gets away, and a throw to first to complete the strikeout. And there's one out here in the second, and that's the third strikeout for Reagan Garrity. Bree Jewell, the senior third baseman, will step in. The one out, nobody on. 5-0 Nemaha Central here early on. Still a lot of game to play. Top of inning number two. Here's the pitch. Garrity off speed, clips the inside corner for strike one. Moreau Valley got things going with a leadoff walk by Josie Hefner, but then she was caught stealing. There's a ground ball right side, pass first base, backed up there nicely by the second baseman Nordis, and on to first in time, and quickly two up and two down. That goes down as a 4-3 putout. Athena Brodus, the freshman pitcher, will step in. Royal Valley trying to get something going here. Ground ball right side, but foul. And the count quickly 0-1. She bats from the right side, a little closed on her stance. Here's Garrity's pitch. Right in there. Fastball. Strike number two. And Brodus needs two, protected 0-2. Here's the 0-2 by Garrity. Just a bit upstairs. Good check swing there by Brodus. Didn't go around and stays alive as the count moves to 1-2. One, two, swung out and missed. Strikeout number five by Reagan Garrity. Correction number four. My apologies there, but Garrity makes quick work of the Panthers in the second. Three up, three down. We've played 1.5 here in Seneca, and Nemaha Central with a 5-0 lead.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we continue on from Seneca. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Thunder, you're on senior day. Off to a good start. Inning and a half in, they lead Royal Valley 5-0. Quick ground ball here by Ganstrom. Played on a hop. Throw to first in time. One pitch, one out. Good play by Jewell at third base. That one goes down 5-3. So five runs, five hits for Nemaha Central in the first. And they go one pitch, one out here in the second. That brings up Ella Sundbeck, who was one of the three outs in the first. She struck out. That's from the right side. Takes a low one inside from Brodus for ball one. Royal Valley recorded two outs pretty quick, but then things unraveled. As here's a pop-up that's going to be played by the catcher, Brian, and it falls, I believe, fair. So it's actually going to be a foul ball. The wind, again, was pushing that one right on top of home plate, and it looked like for a second it dropped fair, but they're going to say foul. So it's just a high and loud strike, and count goes to 1-1. Sudbeck back inside the box. We'll do it Here for 1-1. Rodas's pitch, ground ball left side, played by the third baseman Jewell. Not in time on the throw and safe. Did not field it cleanly. That'll go as an E5. Second error by Royal Valley, and Sudbeck is on with one out in the second. And now Haley Wirtz steps in. She flew out to left field her first time up. And takes up and in here for ball one. So Sudbeck at first, reached on an error, one out, 5-0 Nemaha Central, ground ball, and it's through the legs of Jewell and into left field. Now it kicks away from the left fielder as well. Potential play at third, not in time. Both runners advance an extra base. Well, that's going to go down as two errors, as it's another error by Jewell at third, and then an error again by the left fielder gets Wirtz to second. Sudbeck's all the way to third. Just like that, runners at second and third, and it looks like we'll get a courtesy runner over there at second base. Kirsten Herter will run over there at second base. So second and third now, just one out here in the inning. An opportunity as Lacey Young steps in, hits a drive to center field, but it's not deep enough. The catch is made by Albright. Now on the courtesy runner left second, it's going to be a double play, and that's going to end the inning. So Herter was confused, thought it might have been either gone or not caught, but didn't give a chance for the runner to tag, and ultimately a double play and no runs come across. So we have played two here, and Nemaha Central still with a 5-0 lead over Royal Valley. We're back in a moment.
Banking local means more than just living here, and our staff is committed to being involved locally, and that's why we hope you choose to bank locally.
That's Tanya Barta, president of the Farmers State Bank.
We not only want to be your banking partner, but we look forward to building relationships with our customers.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
KNCA 103.9 FM, Hiawatha. Thank you so much again for tuning in. 5-0 Nemaha Central as we start the third inning, and a quick ground ball to Garrity, the pitcher. She throws on over to first, and just like that, Max Schmidt, the sophomore first baseman, one pitch and one out for the Panthers here in this frame. Sammy Klotz, number 9 in the order, the freshman right fielder. Takes low and inside, ball one. So Nemaha Central finished the second, heading into a double play. They had an opportunity to tack on maybe another run or two, but the double play ends the inning. No runs across, still 5-0. This one is in there for strike one. The umpire has a nice little delay to his strike call, so you got to wait a second to see to be sure. The Klotz, 1-1 from Garrity, slaps foul, and about hit somebody walking in, and still didn't realize the ball flew right past him. The Klotz now in protection mode, 1-2. No runs, one hit so far for Royal Valley, 5 runs, 5 hits for the Thunder. That one skips in the dirt, low and inside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. As the train goes by, out past right field in a beautiful day. Still a little breezy, but not too bad. And there it is, a late strike three call. And down looking is Klotz. And two up, two down, and back to the top of the order with Josie Hefner. Now five strikeouts for the freshman, Reagan Garrity. Here's the first pitch to Hefner, off speed, checks it, but not in time for strike number one. Hefner led off the game with a walk, and then real quick was caught stealing by a great throw by Wirtz behind the dish to gun her down at second base. Here's the 0-1. Hit to the left side, but foul. And Hefner down 0-2. And Garrity trying to go back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Let's see if she brings the heat or slows it down. A little off speed, hit to the left side. Third baseman Stevie has it on to first in time. And it is another 1-2-3 inning for Reagan Garrity and company. So after 2.5 innings, Nemaha Central in control. They lead Royal Valley 5-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the third, 5-0 Nemaha Central. Back to it, Ganstrom, Ruski, Garrity. Here in the bottom half of inning number three, Maya Ganstrom, who had the highlights in the five-run first, a two-run homer to left field. She stands there after taking ball one to lead off things here in the third. Takes a strike off speed right down the middle, one ball and one strike. Royal Valley's defense so far has hurt them at times. They have committed four errors here so far in the ball game. Ground ball but foul. And the count 1-2. Ganstrom hit her two-run shot in the first on a 1-2 count. And she faces another 1-2 count here. See if Brodus can try to keep things level at five. Swung out and missed. And a good off-speed pitch that had Ganstrom out in front. And the second strikeout recorded by Brodus. And one up, one down here in the third. Ellie Ruski steps in. Reached on a bunt single. Came around to score on one of those five runs in the first. One for one on the afternoon. That's from the right side. Brodus, her first pitch, swung out and missed. Strike one. We're getting hard to believe, just not a few weeks left here in the regular season as we'll get up to regionals. We do got these regional standings here as that one is swung out and missed as well. So Ruski quickly down 0-2. Both these teams in the 3A Sabetha Regional, Rossville and Silver Lake right now are the top two teams. And then by overall record, Nemaha Central in third and then Royal Valley there in fourth as this one is fouled straight back. We'll do it again at 0-2. And then you got teams like Sabetha and Marysville who are .500. Jeff West at 5-9 and then Hiawatha 2-9, but you see Royal Valley at 6-5, Sabetha at 7-7, Marysville at 6-6. Could be a lot of shuffling in the middle of this regional. Another one that's hit foul, so Ruski protecting here at 0-2. With Garrity on deck. Just notice that train is still going out in right field. That is a long train. Here is a high pop-up in the infield. Hefner, the second baseman, under it to make the catch. And a long battle, but Ruski is down, and there are two outs here in the third. So Reagan Garrity singled an RBI and scored the final of the five runs in the first. She inside the circle has given up just one hit and has five strikeouts so far. Takes one low and inside, ball one. We'll have another broadcast for you planned on Thursday. I believe, and our boy Kurt can confirm with me, I believe it's Sabetha and Hiawatha that we'll have on Thursday. That one fouled to the backstop. And the counts for Garrity right now is 1-2. Kurt on the money with that confirmation, as it will be Sabetha Hiawatha for you on a Thursday afternoon. Some more softball for you in the Big Seven. Another foul back to the screen. So just like Ruski, Garrity battling here with two strikes, trying to keep this inning alive, as Brodus has done a nice job coming back after that five-run first inning. And takes one just a bit upstairs, and the count evens up at 2-2. Here's the 2-2 from Brodus. Skips in the dirt, ball three, so the count is full at 3-2. Ava McKinley, a designated player, is on deck. Five nothing Nemaha Central, bottom of the third, two outs, nobody on. The full count pitch. Goddard, strike three on the outside corner, and two strikeouts in the inning by Brodus. And for the first time, Nemaha Central down 1-2-3. Through three innings of play, Nemaha Central 5, Royal Valley nothing, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough. And you're tough, too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton, or call Gus at 364-3890.
Your sports authority. Candleland Radio.
And cruising along to inning number four here from Seneca. Little Valley up here, down 5-0 to Nemaha Central. First pitch to Carly Albright from Reagan Garrity is in there for strike one. Albright struck out in the first. Bats from the right side, open on her stance. Here's Garrity's 0-1 delivery. Upstairs, ball one. Again, Royal Valley, no runs, one hit so far. Five runs, five hits for Nemaha Central. Off speed, and as Albright bending at the knees a little bit and left the bat on the shoulder, it is strike two. So a 1-2 count here to Albright. Albright, Bryan, and Ladson, 2-3-4 in the order due up. Ground ball, slow roller, shortstop side. Ganstrom has it. Direct throw to first in time. And nearly beat it out was Albright, but Ganstrom with a strong throw. And 6-3 on the put out, the first out recorded here in the fourth. So here's Bryan, who steps in. Junior catcher. She slapped a double to right center field her first time up, but was stranded there to end the frame. Swing and a miss at the first pitch for strike one. He's got the lone hit for the Panthers so far. Garrity's been cruising along since giving up that hit in the first. Delivery there, low and inside, one ball and one strike. Takes her time, gets the sign from the third base side. And the 1-1 in there. And the count 1-2. Impressive, though, about Garrity. Certainly liking to jump out in front of these hitters and getting two strikes quickly. The last four batters she's faced, she's gotten it to two strike counts, and that one just missing. And the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. So putting a lot of pressure on these Royal Valley hitters this afternoon. That one is hit well, but foul. I was waiting for the sound of a car, but it looks like it avoided that. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Royal Valley gets something going. Top of the fourth, they trail 5-0. One out, nobody on. Off speed upstairs, and the count moves full at 3-2. So Brian and Garrity battling here. Haven't seen many full count pitches, but here is one. Ground ball left side, but trickles foul, and we'll do it again. Brian wears jersey number 8. The lone hit so far. Ladson is up next. 3-2. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hits off Garrity. She took it right back and makes the play. And the umpire and catcher kind of blocked my vision, but a hard ground ball that's kept in front by Garrity, and she records the out. And after a long battle with Brian, it's now two outs for Alyssa Ladson. Swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Garrity appears to be fine. Again, didn't see how she stopped it. Might have hit it with her glove. But it was well struck there by Brian, but Garrity kept it in front and recorded the out. There's a fly ball left field. Going back and off the base of the fence as Ladson rounds first and heads to second. And about 3 feet away from a home run, Ladson trots into second base with a two-out double. So the second hit of the afternoon for Royal Valley puts a runner in scoring position with two down. Devin Rodewald steps in. Chance to get the Panthers on the board, and first pitch by Garrity in there for strike one. So Ladson at second base, two outs, 5-0 Nemaha Central. Panthers trying to tack on there first. Good block there by the catcher Wards to keep it in front. That one missing low and inside. Count is now one ball and one strike. Bree Jewell up next if Rodewald's able to do something here. High fly ball. This is going to stay in play as the play can't be made in foul territory. Nordis, the second baseman, trying to make a beat on it there and had to run quite a long ways and unable to get there. So it now goes to 1-2. So we'll see if Rodewald can take advantage of what could have been the final out of the frame. 1-2. That one in the dirt low, 2-2. Albright led off the inning, a ground out to shorts. Ryan grounded out to the pitcher. Ladson with a two-out double. She stands there with the count 2-2 here upstairs. Count moves to 3-2. So Devin Rodewald, the chance here. The count full. Runner at second. Two down. Thunder lead at 5-0. Here's the pitch. High fly ball. It's going to stay in foul territory inside the fence line. The catcher has it, Wirtz, and records the final outs of the inning. So a runner stranded at second base. We've played 3.5 innings here in Seneca. Thunder lead at 5-0 over Royal Valley here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
With our DSB Connect digital banking, you can freely move money to other people and other accounts, just like those big name apps. Use our P2P to instantly send money to another person, and use our reliable bill pay service to pay your companies.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Tillman in studio. Brandon Tadman with you. We've hit bottom of inning number 4 here in Seneca. Royal Valley trailing the home squad, Nemaha Central, 5-0 as Ava McKinley, the freshman, steps in, swings and misses at the first pitch, down 0-1. All 5 of the Nemaha Central runs in the first inning. Since then, good job by Athena Brodus to come back and has pitched well here the last couple of innings and now has McKinley down 0-2. Brodus faced just 4 in the second, and went 1-2-3 in the third, and trying to keep her team in this ball game, but it's certainly not all on her. There were a couple of errors that led to a couple of those runs being unearned in the first. Foul ball out of play, still 0-2 here to Ava McKinley, who singled in a run in that 5-run first, and she takes strike 3 right down the middle. 3 of the last 4 Brodus has faced, she has struck out. Make it 4 strikeouts, and she is retired 5 straight. Samantha Nordis, a junior second baseman, popped out to the shortstop her first time up. Pass from the left side, and takes one in there for strike 1 on the inside corner. Really, both pitchers, minus that top half of the first with all the action. It's been a pitcher's duel, and another one hitting this time the outside corner, and Nordis is now down 0-2. Here's Brodus's pitch, high and upstairs and a little outside as well. And 1-2. Corner's playing in a little bit. Second and short, playing back. Now they come in a little bit. This one is roped to right field, but well foul, as Nordis got way out in front. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Here's the 1-2, skips in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Nemaha Central, a 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Senior night here in Seneca. Make it out to game 2. Do so. Good crowd on hand. This one just pushed to the outside. Ball 3, and the count moves full at 3-2. And right now it is Royal Valley a half game in front of Nemaha Central for the number 2 in the Big 7 behind Holton, and there's a swinging strikeout as Brodus continues to pitch strong. She has struck out 4 of the last 5 and has retired 6 in a row. And back to the top of the order with Taryn Ganstrom. Singled and scored, a couple stolen bases in the first, and then grounded out to third, her second time up, and takes that one right down the middle for strike 1. Brodus once again trying to go 1-2-3. That one skips in, ball one. And Ganstrom committed to Southwestern Community College to continue her softball career. Honored before the game tonight here on senior night. Here's the 1-1, and that one is roped well to left field. Going back is Rodewald, and that baby is gone. A solo shot to left field on a two-strike pitch. And both Ganstroms have hit home runs tonight. This one tearing to left field, and it's 6-0, Nemaha Central. Now the umpire needs a ball. There's a little delay before we get back going, so McKinley and Nordis both struck out to begin this inning, and then Ganstrom on a two-strike pitch. It's a solo shot to left field, the second home run in the game, as Maya and Taryn Ganstrom have now both hit home runs. And it's the first run since the first inning, and it's 6-0 Thunder. As Sudbeck steps in, takes strike one. Struck out in the first, reached on an error in the second. Officially 0-2. That one upstairs, ball one. And the wind is not hurting for the most part. It's kind of shifted going out towards center to right center as this one has popped up right behind us and out of play. And Sudbeck down quickly, 1-2. So we have felt that wind shift a little bit, anywhere from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Of course, we were calling some games last week where that wind was gusting anywhere from 30 to 40 miles an hour. Just missing on the outside corner there in the count for Sudbeck, now 2-2. So a 6-0 Nemaha Central lead, one across here in the frame, thanks to Taryn Ganstrom's home run to left field. And swung on and missed, gets away, but the play to first in time. And three strikeouts recorded in the inning, but the non-player, or the one player that did not strike out was Taryn Ganstrom. A solo shot to left field, so one run, one hit, and nobody left. Through four innings of play, Nemaha Central with a 6-0 lead over Royal Valley. Back in a moment here on KNCA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
It's Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
K-N-Z-A.
Coming in hot, as always, from Kurt Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in to our broadcast here on 103.9 KNZA. Big 7 league softball, Nemaha Central on senior night. They hold a 6-0 lead over Royal Valley as we start inning number 5 as Reagan Garrity back to work. It's 6, 7, and 8 in the order up for the Panthers. Jewel, Brodus, and Schmidt. And just like that, Jewel slaps one to right field, and the catch is made on the run by Sudbeck. Nicely done towards the foul line. And just like that, one pitch, one out here in the fifth. Makes Jewel 0-2. And Brodus struck out her first at bat in the second. Stands in from the left side. Garrity winds and fires. Slap to the left side, but foul. And it's 0-1. So that home run by Taryn Ganstrom in the bottom of the fourth, the only run since the 5 put up by the Thunder in the first. Both pitchers have been cruising really for a majority of this game, and Garrity still cruising, only giving up two hits to this point. There's a late breaker that Brodus well out in front, and she is down 0-2. Chokes up a little on the bat. Takes one just outside, ball number one. So the count 1-2. It's Phoebe at third, Ganstrom at short, Nordis at second, Young at first. Defensive infield for Nemaha Central. Garrity's 1-2. Got it. Strike three. Gets out of the glove. Quick throw to first in time, and quickly two outs here in the top of inning number five. Max Schmidt, the sophomore first baseman, will step in. Now six strikeouts in the game by Garrity. Close stance for Schmidt from the right side. Nobody on. Two outs. Panthers trailing 6-0 as the first one is high and outside for ball one. Grounded out to Garrity, her first at bat in the third. That one also skips into the dirt, ball two. So a 2-0 count here for Schmidt. Yeah, both teams rocking the purple jersey tops. Only difference, the pants. Royal Valley rocking black pants, dark grays for the Thunder. That one in there. Count now 2-1. Garrity trying to record her third 1-2-3 inning. Just a bit late. Slap foul. And Schmidt back to even here at 2-2. Garrity went 1-2-3 in the second, 1-2-3 in the third, and trying to go 1-2-3 here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Inside. But the count moves full. Three balls and two strikes. Sammy Klotz, the number nine hitter, due up next for the Panthers. Here's the pitch. Hit to the right side, and a nice reaching grab in foul territory by Young at first base, and that will retire the side. So three up, three down. We've played 5.5, and Nemaha Central still holding on to a 6-0 lead here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Bottom of the fifth, 6-0, Nemaha Central. Wirtz, Young, and Ganstrom do up this frame for the Thunder. First pitch by Brodus in there. Strike one to Wirtz. Blew out to left field their first time up. Reached on an air in the second. And she'll slap one over the third baseman in Jewel into left field for a leadoff single. So the first hits are recorded by Wirtz, and Lacey Young will step in, who reached in the first inning after striking out and the ball getting away. That really started the big rally in the first. So we have a courtesy runner. It'll be Kirsten Herter again. Saw her come on as a courtesy runner earlier in the game. Now she'll take over the spot for Wirtz at first. And Lacey Young, who's driven in a run, scored, lays down a very good bunt here. Play not in time. Picture perfect bunt by Lacey Young, and that will be an infield single. No chance by Jewell at third base to make a play. And quickly, two on, and nobody out here for the Thunder in the bottom of the fifth, trying to add to a 6-0 lead. Four runs in this inning would actually end the ball game, but a long way to go until we get there. And that one picking up. That one fouled as Maya Ganstrom steps in. Count 0-1. She hit the big two-run home run in the first inning and struck out her last time up in the third. So 1-for-2, a two-run shot, two RBIs, and a run scored. But runners right now, I have a courtesy runner. Now she shows bunt, tries to put it down, and fouls it straight back. And we'll see if that's the case here with the count 0-2. You got the courtesy runner, Herter, at second, running for Wirtz, and Young at first base after a picture-perfect bunt single, as she was just trying to play the sacrifice, but placed it so well, there was no play at first. Ground ball left side, it gets through the infield, then into left field, and that one skips away again from the left fielder, Rodewald. Run, one run is in. They're going to try to make it two, and they do. The Thunder come away with a big hit, as it's a single and an error by the left fielder. A courtesy runner scores from second. Young will make it all the way home as well. Ganstrom ends up at second base. And then reaching on, or at least getting to second on the air, there's a bunt laid down by Ruski, who also laid down a bunt single and scored in the first. That one is foul, though, so the count's 0-1. But it's an 8-0 Nemaha Central lead. Still nobody out here in the fifth. And a runner at second. That one upstairs. Ruski ducks down on the way. And the count, 1-1. Again, mentioned she reached on the bunt single, scored in the first, and then popped out to second base. Her second time up, so 1-for-2. Run scored. That one is hit well in a diving catch by the shortstop, Ladson. What an athletic play moving to her left. Alyssa Ladson with a big first out recorded. And that'll bring up Reagan Garrity. So no advancement by Gamstrom at second. The timeout called by Royal Valley as the infield will meet inside the circle. So already two runs across, a couple of hits, and an error. But two runs are in. Ruski just lined out to the shortstop, so one out, one on, two across. 8-0 Nemaha Central here in the bottom of the fifth. If they scratch across two more, the game is over. And Nemaha Central would move a half game in front of Royal Valley for second place behind Holton in the league standings. Garrity swings over the top of an off-speed pitch, and the count is 0-1. Everyone looking up at Holton right now. The Wildcats are undefeated in league play. They're a perfect 10-0. This one just missing. Garrity with a good eye there. Makes it 1-1. Wildcats overall 13-2, defending league champs, and they certainly are on a path to. And that one is belted to left field, and it's going to one-hop the fence. And waiting to make sure that it wasn't caught, the runner will advance Maya Ganstrom only to third, but it is the second hit for Garrity tonight. It's a one-out double to left field that one-hopped the fence. Runners now at second and third, and still just one out, as we may have another courtesy runner here for Garrity at second. And essentially the winning run is, the game sealing run is at second base with one out. So we got a sub here for, we got a new batter here for Nemaha Central. It's Caitlin Scott. Batting for McKinley here. So the senior Caitlin Scott. A big opportunity here. And takes the first one in there for strike one. Oh, Here's the pitch. Just missing outside. Count moves 2-1 and 1. The infield charging in. At least the corners of Jewell and Schmidt. Still one out. Runners at second and third. This one fouled away. Strike two. Caitlin Scott hitting here for Ava McKinley. A base hit could essentially, potentially, win the game. 8-0 Nemaha Central here in the bottom of the fifth. Scott facing a 1-2 count. Takes one in the dirt. Ball two. Samantha Nordis is due up next. Here's the pitch. That one is a soft liner and gets over the second baseman into right field, and one run is in. They'll hold Garrity at third. And that gets one of the two runs across. 9-0 Thunder. And now runners at the corners. As Scott comes through with the RBI single, Garrity moves up to third. So if Garrity comes across, the game is over. Now another meeting by the infield here for Royal Valley. So how about Caitlin Scott coming in on a 2-2 count? The infield was playing in and just caught a piece of it on the end of the bat and just kind of floated it over Hefner at second base, and Bill didn't even make it out of the infield, but just got it over Hefner. Everyone advances as Maya Ganstrom was able to score the third run of the inning. So 9-0 with Garrity at third, Scott at first. If Garrity scores, the game is over. Here's the pitch by Brodus. They show bunt, puts it down, but foul. So Nordis showing bunt, puts it down, but foul. Garrity wasn't moving from third. I guess they were trying to maybe catch Royal Valley off guard, and Scott definitely had some good speed over there running down to second base, so definitely some speed here as well with Nordis. Here's the 0-1. Hit right back up the middle into center field, and there's the game-winning RBI single. As they're making sure that it is confirmed, I didn't want to get ahead of myself, but yes, that is the ball game. The umpire confirms it. Garrity scores. Nordis comes through with the RBI single to win it. And Nemaha Central, good start to their doubleheader here on senior night as they knock off Royal Valley in game one, 10-0 here in five innings. We'll step aside and wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 ton. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Make a lasting impression with a graduation gift this year. Ideas from Lasting Impressions in Holton include monogrammed or personalized towels, backpacks, duffel bags, luggage, coolers, and many more. Unique and personalized graduation gifts from Lasting Impressions, Highway 75 in Holton.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Well, a shortened game here in Seneca. The wind picking up a little bit more. Game two coming up in just a little while between Royal Valley and Nemaha Central. But here on Senior Night, good start for the Thunder as they win it 10-0 in five innings as they wrap it up, scoring four times in the bottom of the fifth, turning a 6-0 lead into a 10-0 victory. Let's run down the numbers in this one. As we get set to wrap up our broadcast here today, Nemaha Central, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left four on base. Royal Valley, no runs, two hits. Their defense had five errors, and they left one on base. Reagan Garrity, the freshman pitcher, dynamic for Nemaha Central. She goes the distance, pitching five innings, allowing just two hits, no runs. She struck out six batters. Offensively for Nemaha Central, Taryn Ganstrom, a 2-for-3 afternoon. She had a home run, a couple driven in, and two runs scored. Maya Ganstrom as well. How about the Ganstroms? Both hitting home runs. Maya also had a big day. She was 2-for-3, a single, a home run. She drove in three of the runs and also scored two runs herself. Reagan Garrity also with the big game inside the circle, had couple of hits, a single, a double. She drove in a run and scored two. Caitlin Scott came in that last inning, came up with a huge RBI single, and it was Samantha Nordis who finished off the game, scoring Garrity from third, a single up the middle, the number nine hitter. Her first tip was the game-winning hit. So big movement here in the standings. Again, Holton right now, the undefeated Wildcats at 10-0, but these two, Royal Valley and Nemaha Central, they now swap for second and third. Royal Valley came in at 5-2 in league play. Nemaha Central at 5-3. But with the result here in game one, Thunder moved to 6-3. And they'll move a half game in front of Royal Valley as the Panthers drop to 5-3. Royal Valley now 6-6 overall. And Nemaha Central moves to 10-3. So that's going to do it for us. If you're around the area, I want to come check out some Big 7 League softball. Come out, make it to game two. It's coming up here in about a half hour or so, and it's a little breezy, but the weather, temperature-wise, absolutely beautiful for some high school softball. So, again, appreciate Kurt Kilman, all the help, as always, keeping us locked in and on the air. Again, the final tallies here. Nemaha Central, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left four on base. Royal Valley, no runs, two hits, five errors, and they left one on base. Nemaha Central now 10-3, 6-3. In Big 7 league play, Royal Valley drops to 6-6 and 5-3 in league play. Again, for Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tabman. We'll talk to you Thursday for more high school softball here on Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA.